I want to introduce Sarah Stroud, who will say a few words now. Sarah is the Associate Vice Principal, Research and International Relations, specifically concerned with shirk disciplines at McGill. This is a new thing. We're very happy to have a, as we call it locally, a VP, AVPRIR, so, but SSH, right? So Social Science and Humanities. So we have quite an acronym. This is one of my favorite acronyms in the whole university. Verpersche. You know, it sounds like a word in a Caucasian language. There's not enough vowels. No, I would have to have a few K's in there to be a Caucasian word. So we'll forget about that. Anyway, so Sarah is fairly new in her role of VPRIR. She's also been stewarding this project while I transition to my role of Dean of Students and sort of away from day-to-day involvement with this project. So we're very glad to have her here and to say a few words to close the proceedings.
Thanks, André. Merci beaucoup, chers collègues, chers...
Dear colleagues, you are so loyal after a long day that I spent with you since 8 o'clock this morning. I am pleased to have the honor to share the closing remarks of this conference.
Summarize more of the conference, because certainly from having attended Lawrence's incredibly rich keynote this morning, I wish I had been able to clear my schedule and come to the whole conference. So it is an honor to be here. It's been an honor and a pleasure to have become acquainted with this project in my new role. Actually, I've decided I'm not new in my role anymore, because I noticed at some point after Christmas that I had lost that feeling of, oh my gosh, what am I supposed to do about this file with regard to every file that crossed my desk? So I started May 1. At some point, that feeling went away, and I decided that means I'm not new as AVP anymore. Just on the acronym front, I can't resist adding that my 7-year-old took it upon himself when I started this position to learn every bit of that title, right? Which, even if you drop the social sciences and humanities part, having a 7-year-old painstakingly recite, "Maman is associate vice." He had to do it at a slow pace. I won't repeat the whole thing at that slow pace, but it was a real challenge for him to learn it. And then when he could tack on the social sciences and humanities part, that really made it real. So I guess what I can really contribute is not a recap of what happened at the conference, although I wish I could supply more of that. But what I'm eager to contribute to all of you is just a few words about how much we as an institution value and prize the work that you're doing in this McGill project. I just think that this project, which I did not know about before taking on this position, and I really feel very fortunate to have come to get to know it, I really feel that this project exemplifies in so many ways what we as a university are about. And so what I can do is cheerlead a little bit that what you're doing is highly valued and appreciated, and I think in many ways comes to the heart of what any university is, and what McGill is in particular. So I know Norman was worried about giving a laundry list. I'm going to be worse than that. I'd like to just sort of free associate, if you'll permit me for a few minutes, on some of the, as it were, keywords of the McGill project, just to remind you how central all of these concepts and themes that you're working on are to universities in general and to McGill in particular. So just taking, no doubt I'm going to forget many applicable keywords, but just to take a few of them, just to run through some of the really important problems that you're working on and addressing in the project, we've got themes like healthcare. What more important issue is there in Canadian society today than healthcare? Let's take away the word health and say that what you're working on concerns care. I think care is what defines us as a society rather than a collection of mere atomistic individuals. I think there's a deep commitment to care as part of any society and Canadian society in particular. So I can't think of a more important theme than that. Let's add to the mix now themes like language. I don't need to lecture you about how important an issue that is in Canada, in Quebec, in Montreal. Diversity, just as Andre was speaking about, when we talk about language, at least in a Canadian context, we are talking about linguistic diversity. And again, this is a core, I think, Canadian reality and Canadian value. Culture. Lawrence was eloquent in speaking about the interplay between language and culture. When we speak about language and linguistic diversity, we are also speaking about cultures and cultural diversity. Again, something very important to Canada. I think when we're talking about culture, we're also talking about identity, a central issue for any university to be working through. What is the meaning of identity within society? What is the meaning of individual identity, collective identity? I think you are grappling in the trenches with those issues. I would throw in also, I'm a moral philosopher, so I'm particularly interested in the ethical and normative aspects of what you're doing. So I am very struck by the work that you're doing to ensure equity, justice. These are central, important ideals, and to have researchers, practitioners, and people who are out holding our feet to the flames on these issues, I think, is very salubrious for society. One of the things that I think is particularly relevant to McGill that your project shines a light on is the whole issue of the helping professions. Because this project, of course, is centrally concerned with the helping professions and ensuring that linguistic minorities have equal access to the services of the helping professions. This is something I'm thrilled to see being highlighted at McGill, because I think this is an underappreciated aspect of our institution. Of course, everyone knows that we train physicians at McGill. I think if you did a, you know, survey, everyone would be reasonably cognizant of the fact that we train physicians. But we are also doing such a fantastic job training the whole panoply of helping professions, stemming from, still within, broadly speaking, the healthcare world, stemming from nurses, physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech pathologists, moving over to broadly social services. Of course, we have social work. We have our Faculty of Education training teachers. Very, very important helping profession. So I view our successes in having wonderful programs in these areas as something that we're very proud of at McGill, that we're happy to see spotlighted. And I think that the project is intimately involved with those aspects of what we do, which I'm thrilled to see. So there are so many themes that you're working on that are central to what any university needs to be thinking about. You bring to it the community engagement that I think is increasingly recognized as a very important part of universities' missions. Again, one that I think has been underemphasized or underappreciated at McGill. I don't think we're known as a university that excels in community engagement. We're known more for other wonderful aspects of our community, but we are, in fact, deeply engaged with our communities, and you all are a big part of that. So I just want to say how important, how valuable I think this project has been over its 8 years of existence. We're very, very grateful to Health Canada for having made this possible. We're delighted to have worked with excellent partners on this project. such as CHSSN and the MSSS within Quebec, who, of course, are centrally involved with the professionals that we're engaging with. We're delighted to have researchers from many different institutions and homes within Quebec working with us on the project. So I don't want to paint this as an exclusively McGill thing. So I just want to close by saying how much all of what you're doing means to us as an institution. We're very much looking forward to another 4 years at least of continuing activity and development of the project. And I just want to urge you to keep up the wonderful work that you're doing. Thank you.